Triple M Esperance this Monday morning, and I've been talking to you this morning about a town where it's literally raining men. In this town in WA, there is four times as many single men as women. It is in Meriden, and fortunately enough, we have our Triple M presenter from Meriden on the line. Verity, how are you?
Literally, mate. Raining men, Sean. I've got, hang on, I've got people just falling on my roof. Just give me a minute.
Yeah.
Get away, guys. Get away.
You're inundated. Inundated with males swimming around town. What's it like? Is there a bit of pressure on you having all these men trying for your hand?
Oh, I don't know if you can hear. I've got the rustling of paper. I've got the article right in front of me here. Now, look, these three lads that are in this Sunday Times article, we've got Swartzy at the front here, Hoops and Tug. I know all of these guys personally. And none of them are looking to settle down. I don't think these factors have been taken into account with these stats. I mean, reigning men, but men that are actually wanting to settle down.
So they're single. They're single, but not ready to mingle. Is that what you're saying?
Single, ready to mingle, just not ready to. Not ready to settle on down.
Yeah, so I haven't actually consulted the facts for Esperance. I'm not sure what the singles ratio is, but I imagine there might be a few more males to females. What advice do you have for males trying to court girls when they're out and about?
I think looking back in olden times, Sean.
Olden times?
Girls love, we love the chase. Don't make it too easy. It's all about the psychology and the power play, isn't it?
The chase is horrible. It's my least favorite thing. But I understand that it's just accepted that the chase has to happen. But it's just so difficult. Why can't we just say to one another, "I like you," and that's it? You know?
No, that's just far too logical and makes sense. That's not the way to go about it.
No, obviously not. Absolutely not. Oh, well, thanks so much for joining me on the line. Hopefully you can bat away these men and get out. I mean, I assume they're everywhere across the station as well, so hopefully you can get through and get some breakfast later.
Yeah, look, I've got to try and bat them away.
Using big bat, like a cricket bat, that's the best way to do it, I imagine.
Thanks for your call, Sean.
Thanks, Verity.
So easy.
Triple M Esperance.